And welcome back. Glad to have you along. It's going to get to be a very difficult time for many, many people. It already is, but things are not going to get better. One of the most interesting things out there is called remote viewing. And for you regulars, you'll know what we're all about this hour. Are you there, Richard?
I'm here, Jeff. How are you tonight?
I'm not on top of the world, but I'm doing my best.
When's the last time you took a day off? Would that have been your auto accident? Was that like 8 years ago?
2015, years? And that was it. Yes, I had.
Oh wow,
that's 3 days, and I was isolated in ICU for 3 days. And at one point, anyway, yeah, that was probably about it. But that's not called a day off.
So you do 3 hours of radio 5 days a week. Three-hour show. That would kill me. And then you post about 140 things on your website. You go over all that.
You know what it was 3 days ago? 209 news stories. I counted them. I just wanted to see. And wow. That's every day. I work till 4 a.m. every night.
Have literally not taken a day off since.
No.
Wow.
I don't remember taking a day off. I've never missed a program except for the auto crash, the attempted assassination.
Even if there's a technical problem, you find a way to do it on a phone or something, right?
We've lost a couple of programs from technical issues, but I still work all day on news and getting guests lined up and trying to find sponsors and all. Yeah, there's so many things. I don't want to talk about me. You're the guest. So futureforecastinggroup.com.
Yes.
FFG.com.
And the there are two reasons we have that. One is some very smart people realized the potential of civilian remote viewing. It was developed by the military. It's mm-hmm. been used forever, but there were some good military remote viewers. And then it came into a new generation of people in public. And some of the versions that were given to the public were deliberately, I think, kind of watered down. I don't want to talk poorly about any version, anything anybody does, but remote viewing was kind of kept under wraps. It was let out, you know, on the Art Bell show, and it was kept in the UFO community and the New Age, you know, the fluffy bunny spirit guide people.
Well, and I had really not to disagree in any way, shape, or form with what you're saying, but I had a lot of viewers on this program in the beginning, way back in the beginning. Joe McMonagle was on, I don't know how many times, a bunch.
Yeah.
And so many others. The one I really wished I'd been able to have on was, of course, Pat Price. But then I had, after all of those, I had Richard Allgaier. And Dick is one of the great remote viewers of our times. And so we've been covering remote viewing on this program for 25 years.
Yeah.
And so, certainly Art did a lot. That's very good. But we've been right there, too.
Well, I was,
subject.
I was, yeah, my point would be, you put out a good version of it and a true version of it, and Coast to Coast kind of glamorized the fear porn version of it, which you didn't do, but some really, not to criticize anybody, but some smart people realized that civilian remote viewers across methodology, and we have several different methods that our viewers use, need a safe place to work targets and to be paid to do it so that they can make a living at it and they can be protected from people giving them nonsense targets. Be able to hone the skill. So that's why we created Future Forecasting Group. And the reason we made it private is because in public, you there are some things you just can't talk about today. There are things that will get you canceled. So I'm surprised they let you. I think you're kind of grandfathered in. Somebody has allowed the Jeff Rentz program to be a chronicle of the true occurrences of our time, of this transition. Well, so the they allow you over, to do sure. your thing. Yeah. And you we're careening toward the end of this civilization. I mean, it's this is going to be a hell of a year. This is going to be crazy. It's already crazy.
Right. Well, the shots, Dick, they've given 13 billion injections into 8 billion people. And here in the U.S., what the hell was it? 600 million injections into 325 million people. Now, it varies, of course, person to person. But they've got these are kill shots, Dick. I don't know if you listened to the last hour, but you should if you get a chance. I can send you the file.
Get it. I'm a subscriber. I listen to your...
Yeah. Well, that last hour was... This woman's a nurse, severely vax-injured. She's had 3 injections. She's lost virtually everything. And she's just... What a ferocious, dedicated, wonderful person to try to keep fighting this. Whoever's behind this is not playing games. They are bound and determined that they're going to have their way with this planet and this species. And I'm to the point now where I'm wondering, Dick, if ELE may be what they're planning. And they're kind of putting it under the guise of, well, we're going to leave about 1 billion people or 500 million or whatever. It depends on who you talk to. I'm not sure. AI is exploding. They're bringing in, now we've got a total of about 45 million, maybe 50 million illegals in this country. Was it that since Biden took over?
Yeah.
10 million?
I was told 7 years ago by someone who knows that they were going to bring in 100 million. And I found that hard to believe, but I think they're about halfway there.
Well, they got about 50 altogether now. Yeah.
Yeah,
and in Europe,
well,
it's about 20.
Remember when you were doing programs with Frosty Wooldridge during the Obama administration, and he was calling the alarm, and the official number back then was 11 million. So, well, there's 11 million undocumented people, and you and Frosty would be saying, no way, you know, it's got to be 5 times that, they were stuck on 11 million.
I know.
But they were admitting 11 million back then. Now it's going to be 100 million. And they're not.
How about Europe? Europe. Now think about this. Let me just put my 2 cents in here. And I want your opinion. Europe, to the best of my ability to scan news stories, about 25 million blacks and Muslims came into Europe when the first invasion wave was run about, 8-9 years ago now, something, whatever. They've got about 25 million in there. I ran a story yesterday where some European government agency has decided to fund another 75 million immigrants into Europe. 75 million more. That's 100 million in Europe and maybe 100 million here. So they are taking it all down. There's no question about it. You cannot. Assimilation doesn't work. These people, many of them, it's not their fault. They don't have 100 IQs. They might have 65, 70. That's just who they are. And they're coming into Europe. We know that they'll never be able to make this work. It's going to end up in tragedy. Go ahead.
Well, when you say make it work,
ultimate assimilation, integration.
They're going to, they're not going to assimilate. We're not going to have the civilization that we had and the culture that we had.
So we're talking third
that's
world.
That's been determined. And people think that the border has somehow been slowed or it's been closed with what Texas did. That was all for show. You know, Abbott put up some razor wire for a couple hundred meters. And now they're just coming in through California. There's no razor wire in California. There's no National Guard in California. There's no, there are no fences there. So they just, the coyotes are bringing them over to, dropping off in California.
They're also coming down through Canada in record numbers now, the northern border. They've gone up there.
How do these people, everybody that comes across the border has to pay. They've got to get here from Africa. They've got to get here from the Middle East. They've got to get here from China.
They're flying a hell of a lot of airplane loads full of these people across the Atlantic, friends. Make no mistake about it. They're landing in Mexico.
They've got to pay the smugglers like, I think, 10, 20 grand per person. Who's paying that? These people don't have the money. If these people are economic refugees, somebody's paying that.
Well, we are. The American taxpayer, whatever. Pension funds all gone. Looting everything. Well, it's crazy. $40,000 a year per invader?
Yeah.
That's what we're
getting. One of the things that we explain on our private site, futureforecastinggroup.com, is why this is happening and who runs it and what the bigger picture is. These people are worth, every human being has a value that is under the jurisdiction where their paperwork resides. So when they come over, their documentation gets moved over to a different jurisdiction, and the United States is bankrupt. And so they need the value of the certificates of these people, and it's going to go toward paying off the debt. Because it's, I really can't get into it here. I'll have to do it some more.
No, it's
on our
okay.
Site,
understood.
The world is run on commerce. So every country is owned by someone, not the country that, like the United States. The land in the United States is not owned by the United States Corporation. The United States Corporation gets the lease to do business there, and they have to pay the owners. So it's all a business. It goes back past the Roman Empire. It's all contractual stuff. When you understand how the world works, it's really fascinating, a little depressing. So
yeah, well,
it's not going to stop. You know, and people think Trump's going to come in and deport them.
Oh,
think
please.
About that. How are you going to deport like 30, 40, 50 million people? How are you going to find them? And there's no one's going to pay. See, the people that are making money bringing them in, they're not going to get paid to take them out. The U.S., it's just not going to happen. So,
yeah.
So you've got the migration and you've got the debt. We're now reaching the point where the U.S. just paying the interest on the debt is more than the military.
It's $1 trillion a year, isn't it? Interest.
Yep. And they're in a bad situation because if they keep printing money, inflation gets runaway. And inflation's already starting to get to be runaway. It's going back up. And if they don't print new money, they have to raise interest rates. That kills the banks and kills all the corporations. So it's going to go down one way or the other. Cheery, cheery news.
Well, if one is not willing or able to accept reality, the truth, a word that has been gravely abused, then one doesn't have a chance. They just don't. You've got to know your enemy, know the circumstance that's being thrown at you, and you have to make plans. And I'm very grateful to hear that. I'm happy for you, most specifically, about Bitcoin making a run. And you always told me it would eventually, and it looks like it's doing. So this is good.
Well, here's the... It's kind of a race against time because I know Bitcoin and cryptos will give me the means to, you know, do what I need to do, hopefully. Right. But there, it's going to get really hectic because let's say you cash out a bunch of crypto money into U.S. dollars. Mm-hmm. And then because the crypto went up so high, that means the dollar's failing. So you put it into dollars and then the dollars become worthless, or the banks, there's a run on the banks. The banks close. You can't get at it. Or, you know, setting up a safe house, that takes some time. I'm right now in a condo in a really crowded part of Honolulu that if things go bad, it's not going to be safe. You know, people burn me out of this place. So, and I'm getting old. I don't really have the energy to go make a homestead. And plus, you need people around you. You're not going to fight people off alone. I don't know.
Well, it's called
community.
We've
had a good life. We're getting old.
But, yeah. You need a community. Now, this is Stefan Verstappen, that lives in Toronto area, has put together a community up there. They have everything. They have their medical team. They have their financial team. It's all part of a group. And I think that, what do you say, there are 300 in the group, something like that? These are like-minded people. That's a neat thing to see. And there are other areas and regions that are putting together communities like Stefan has designed and integrated among his group. But you're right. If you just go off alone,
well,
you're not necessarily
safe.
I
just did an interview with a guy that I've known since 2017, 2018, Will Lair of Perpetual Assets. And he helped me set up a self-directed IRA. He and his partner are financial guys, and they figured out how to legally let you do your own retirement account with property, silver, precious metals, cryptos. So he set one up with cryptos with me. And it's done pretty well. He and his partner moved to El Salvador. So they're not living there full time, but they bought a really nice house on the beach. I interviewed him and he showed me that it's like a beautiful estate. And, you know, his partner said to him, you know, the U.S. is not going through tyranny. It's in tyranny. We're in tyranny. So they're in El Salvador, and I think they're going to start, they're trying to get crypto people who have made a bunch of money in cryptos to buy property altogether in the same area. Uh-huh. And he said, yeah. El Salvador is really safe and beautiful and inexpensive. And
mm-hmm. One thing that I've seen here, and you've seen it too, and many of you listening have realized it, we are watching the normalization of highest treason being committed by our alleged representative government. The idea of paying, subsidizing, planning Darien Gap, ring a bell, bringing these invaders into the country is highest treason. The dissolution of the border is highest treason, because without a border, you have no nation state. You have no country. So that's all now been normalized. It's crazy what's going on here. The people, the under 40s, just are out of the game. They just get it. They don't get
they're,
it.
They get their news from TikTok and Twitter. You know, I was thinking, I saw that the truckers are going to strike. Well, that what they did to Trump in New York, I mean, whether you love or hate Trump, how can that be? He didn't, with that real estate deal, the banks knew what the value was. He said, well, we think it's worth this. Do your own due diligence. The banks did, loaned him the money. He paid it back. The bank made money. The bank said, let's do another deal. And that horrific prosecutor,
right,
Letitia, brought that James before that grotesque judge. How can someone like that be a prosecutor? How can someone like that be a judge? How can anyone give people like that any position of authority and say, you have some say over us? But it's just...
No, Letitia James, Fannie Willis, Joy Reid, other black females like that, they're normalizing abject criminality and mocking the system. And here's the bigger problem. It's not just, these are not isolated circumstances. Somehow this whole woke communist thing has spread like wildfire through almost all major PowerPoints, matrixes in the country. Nothing is left to chance. How did they make it? I never thought this would gain traction at all. And yet these huge corporations, mega billion-dollar corporations, are pushing this woke DEI crap and getting away with it. And the media is backing them up and treating it like it's normal news.
Yeah. If you watch the news, whenever there's a shooting or some event, an accident or weather event or something, and they interview police chiefs, all the police chiefs are women now, and most of them are like black women.
You got it. They've done it. They've taken
nothing against black women, but why do all the police chiefs have to be woke women?
It's called normal representation of any minority group, and it's not even close to being normal.
Did you see I watched the Fannie Willis testimony. I was doing something and my TV
was
on
screaming?
And she stormed in and I went, wow. And to see her true personality and her true self shine through, that is an angry, stupid, just really
racist, hate America, hate whitey. I didn't see it. If you have a link, send it to me. I should watch it just to see it. But
you should watch the whole thing because she is really. It's frightening that we have a major city and she has a position of authority in that city. Wow.
Oh yeah.
It's embarrassing. It's
Letitia James,
really
the same
disgusting
thing. And this Joy Reid, a communist horror, hates whites, hates this country. I don't know what they think they're going to get.
Jeff, how did we go from news being objective to what it is now? Because you and I were there, and we would never in our wildest dreams express an opinion on a newscast.
No.
Like, I was always a little bit uncomfortable doing ad libs, you know, just tossing to the weatherman or tossing to sports or going to commercial break or chatting with a reporter on a live debrief, because you never wanted to show any favoritism opinion. So you were treading very lightly to be objective.
That's
and
right.
Now who pulled the switch and just put on just pure propaganda, pure it's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. That's what I was trying to get to earlier. I just don't understand how these stories about corrupt judges or district attorneys, they're crazy, woke, trisexual, whatever. I can't understand how it spread all over the country like it has. Wyoming has big trouble up there. A lot of ultra-left liberals in stories I'm seeing. Other places. Idaho is holding its own. It's very strong, very much a solid patriot state. I don't know if they're going to allow the country to go through some kind of a secession process or not, but that would be the only way that there would be any real rhyme, reason, and safety left for the average public. They need to move to the state of their political persuasion and then build it from there. I don't know if they're going to let that happen. There are 18 counties in eastern Oregon that have voted to join Idaho. Idaho is all in favor of it. These are really good people. They're American citizens. They're solid as a rock. They want to join Idaho. They want to get away from the communists in Salem and Portland, and I don't blame them. I'm in southern Oregon. I wish this county had voted. It's not one of the ones that did, not yet anyway. But to make this happen, Dick, requires the approval of the Idaho State Legislature and the Oregon State Legislature. Now, the Oregon legislature is not going to want to lose that much land and that many people because of income, taxes, etc. And then if it passes both states, it has to be approved by the U.S. Communist Congress. So yeah, what are the chances of that happening?
Well, along the way, some of those officials with key votes, no matter which way they lean, someone will go talk to them and they'll have a special handshake and they'll say, we need this to happen.
Yeah.
And the vote will go the way it'll go. Wow, we thought everybody was for this, but they voted against it and they missed it by two votes. So if the people that run the world want it to happen, it will happen.
It'll happen.
If they don't want it to happen,
actually saying that lately, well, for a long time, but lately I've been saying it out loud. Whatever they want to happen will happen. There's no more. We don't have any control. Forget that.
Things. Humanity is carefully guided, and technology is carefully rolled out, and history doesn't just happen on a happenstance. You know, it's not. Things don't just generically. You know, something happens and it swings one way. It's all very strictly planned out and executed.
Did you see any of the, I guess you'd call them commentaries, on the OpenAI Sora, S-O-R-A, new AI that has been released or is about to be released? Did you see that? If you missed it, I'll send you a couple stories.
I'm not keeping up with AI. It's going so fast, but I can't trust. Okay, there's a guy that Michael Saylor is the head of a computer software company,
right?
Called MicroStrategy, and he's big because he put all the company's assets into Bitcoin a few years ago. So he's kind of the corporate spokesman for Bitcoin. He's the person that put corporations on notice that Bitcoin is going to be a store of value. So he was always important when he would come out and make a pronouncement. He does interviews on YouTube and he's really well spoken and he's just so logical and he is a great advocate for Bitcoin. There are now fake ads with him sitting there saying Bitcoin is the coming, blah, blah, blah. And he gives his whole spiel and he says, in order to increase, we want to double the participation in Bitcoin. So we're going to give you this free QR code and upload your Bitcoin and we'll send it back double. And it's all a scam, but it's him on camera talking. So I heard an interview with somebody else and I go, is this true? Because you can't tell anymore. You literally, I mean, I could take your voice from just this program. Right. I could download the file, put it in AI, literally type in having you say the opposite of what you believe, and it would be you with your voice passionately or calmly
today
stating the
opposite.
It's called deep fake.
Yep.
Deep fakes. And they are, when you see what I'm going to send you, I'm just putting them together now, you're going to be amazed. I mean, for those of you who have seen some of these commentaries, which show almost all of them say the same kind of thing, and they show the same video clips that Sammy Altman unveiled. When you see these video clips, you're going to say that it's game over. They're not just recreating a little clip here or there. It's all text to video, and whatever prompt you put in, you get it. Boom. And it's able to do a 1 minute long complete video, whether it's a little movie format, commercial, or nature, whatever. They had one part of these sample videos that were being shown in the commentaries that was of three golden retriever puppies in the snow. And my jaw just almost dropped. I couldn't, it could not possibly look any more real. It didn't look AI-ish. It looked real. And they've got it now. You will not be able to tell. So whatever deep fakes have been, it's going to get worse.
I think I may have seen one of those. It was a couple in Tokyo walking along a street in Tokyo from behind, and it was a drone shot. It was like a drone following these people walking by the shot.
Yeah, I think I saw that one too. They were,
and some people were saying, that can't be a fake. That looks too, that's too real.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they've done here. They've made it real. And it's, and again, this is in its infancy. Imagine in a couple of years what it's going to be. Let me do this again. GPT-3, ChatGPT-3, as equivalent of a normal human IQ. Maybe figure 100. GPT-4 has 153 IQ equivalent, human IQ equivalent. GPT-5, when it comes out, and it's, the rumor is it's actually ready, will have an IQ in terms of an equivalent human IQ of 1,530. It'll be 10 times more than the 153 IQ that GPT-4 has. So tell me what human being you know who's going to be able to compete with an IQ of 1,530. Well, I don't know anybody. I don't know any programmers that are going to be able to compute. It's going to outsmart programmers.
You could give it the command, look at the Wrench.com website and look at the type of articles we link to. Find articles like that and write a clever headline in the style of Jeff Wrench. And it would like in 5 minutes it would do your day's work. Boom. It would all be up, and it would write headlines. Your headlines are great, by the way. But you could say, write it in the style of Jeff Rentz, the headline.
Well, thank you for the kind words. I do a lot of rewriting, for sure. I do.
Folks, even if you don't look at the art, if you don't have time to look at all 240 articles, scan the headlines, and then
just because of artificial intelligence. Just read the headlines, and you'll get a basic understanding of what's happening.
Yeah. Okay, let me tell you a really weird story, a really weird remote viewing story.
I like weird stories. Please do.
You like it?
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of this. I'm not going to claim anything. I'm just going to tell you what my experience was. I'm working at Target for Future Forecasting Group, and I'm still blind to the target, so I haven't been given feedback. I was given F2Z9G4M1. You know, do that. Do this target, Dick. It's due next week. Okay, so I'm working this target and doing my remote viewing thing. I have a memory foam Tempur-Pedic mattress, one of those really heavy memory foam mattresses that's like real thick and real heavy, and it's not on a frame. It's on the floor, so it is solid against the floor. I have that EMF tent that I think you recommended. It's like a mosquito netting, but it's silver.
Yep. I got you to buy it, and it's so surrounded with EMF, both you and Mimi. I'm glad you got it. Very important.
So that's hanging it hangs from the ceiling, and I seal myself in that, and I have a pad. And then the sides of the tenting I tuck under the mattress. So I'm essentially sealed in, right? This thing over me, and the mattress is flush against the floor. So I'm doing this remote viewing, and I use a piece of hematite that's about, an inch and a half, maybe 2 inches by 1 inch, and it's smooth. It's like a silvery large pebble. I'll drop it. It's heavy. I just dropped it by the microphone. And that, my remote viewing teacher gave it to me as kind of a graduation present. I always use it. I hold it in my left hand, and when I remote view, it gets heated up. It gets really hot. So I'm doing what we call ERV, which is extended remote viewing, where I'm in this tent, sealed in. I'm holding the hematite, and I'm laying back on pillows, and I have a clipboard with paper and a pen. And as I get visuals and ideas, I write stuff down. I scribble stuff down. But I'm basically putting myself, I do a little exercise, and I'm listening to theta tones to put myself almost asleep. So I'm just nodding off and getting these visions. So I'm working this target, and I realize it's, I think it's current time, but it involves something that's old. So it's something from the past that is in our current time, and it involves a structure. I don't want to get too much into it. I'm still blind. Other people are working it. But along the way, there was a person who I perceived had been instructed in deep magic and could make things dematerialize. And so I'm like having this dream of this thing where there's this magician who can make things dematerialize. And I kind of became him, as can happen in remote viewing. And I was holding this piece of hematite, this smooth rock. And I don't know if it was like in my consciousness or whatever, I just said, well, I'll just drop this through this portal, you know. And right. I saw it drop. And so then I saw some other things, and I saw this, like, okay, I got to sketch this. And so I'm sketching, and I'm coming back to reality, and I'm drawing stuff. And I go, where's my hematite? I go, what did I do with that? I'm not holding it. And I feel on the bed. And I'm sitting on the bed, so maybe it is depressing. I think if I drop it, it would roll down under my rear end. And so I'm feeling there, and it's not there. And I get on my hands and knees, and I look, where's the hematite, man? And I lift my pages, you know. Where is it? Is it under the pillow? No. Is it under? There's a blanket over here. I couldn't go far because I wasn't moving. And I'm looking for this thing for like 5 minutes, and I'm getting a little frantic, like, this thing just disappeared. Where is my hematite? This is really strange. And I calmed down. I said, okay, I'm a remote viewer. I'll just tag that. I just got quiet, and I went, it's under the mattress. I go, ah. So I get off. I pull the curtain aside, climb off, lift up the mattress, and feel under it, and there's my hematite. It was under the mattress. How'd it get there?
I don't know, but there seems to be a lot of talk about glitches in the matrix and dimensional this and that. And people reporting that they left their hairbrush somewhere and it's gone. And a day later, it's right there again. So I don't know. Go ahead. This is interesting.
Well, I don't know what to make of it. I mean, I retrieved the thing, but it was how it got under the mattress, I have no idea. I want to know what the target is. I'll find out on Wednesday. I get fed back, but the targeteer, the person who cued the target, I told him that story, and I was on Zoom with him, and I watched him, kind of his jaw dropped, and he didn't want to tell me anything, and he said, remember that. And I go, okay. So I'll know more. If it has to do something with a target, that'll be real interesting. Hey, do your listeners want to take part in a contest I'm doing? Everyone listen up. I'm going to give you a chance to win $500 right now. And it's very easy.
Can I
Here's
play?
How you do it. Yes.
No, that's not
it's
fair.
A,
Go ahead.
We get a pencil and paper, everybody, to write something down. We had someone put something... A pen or a pen. You're not going to do the remote viewing now. I'm just going to give out the target ID and tell you where to send yourself. We put something somewhere. So the goal is to, what is the thing? You know, close your eyes, go in a dream state, call your spirit guide, take a wild ass guess. What is the thing? And then describe the location where is it? It's put somewhere, and so you describe what it is and where it is. And I cued it as a target ID, LK71-BC66. And so if any of you are remote viewers or any, what you do, if you have no training, but all of us are psychic, we all have psychic ability, and many people, one lady in England just scribbled some things on a paper and sent it to me with no training, no methodology, and I was like, whoa, I'm the only person that knows what this is besides the person who put it there, and she did very well. So write that down on a paper, LK71-BC66, and then just get still and just think what comes to mind, like, what does this look like? And where is it? What's the location? Sketch it. And you can send that to contest@futureforecastinggroup.com. contest@futureforecastinggroup.com. We'll look at all of them. We're giving a $500 prize for the person who best does it. And probably we'll break it up. Like if somebody gets the thing, they'll get half. And if they draw the somebody else draws the location, give them. We'll figure it out. But tell us that you heard about it on the Jeff Rentz program, because we love Jeff Rentz listeners. RV contest, or no contest, just contest at Future Forecasting Group. Give it a try. The time limit is end of this week. There's no real deadline, but I think we're going to wrap it up end of this week.
All right. Okay. 5 days. That's good.
One more interesting remote viewing. The last target that we were fed back, I was wild visions. Like I thought, man, what a ride into the deep recesses of my psyche is this. The first thing I saw was a fetus in the womb. And I thought, this is the moment the soul attaches. How does the soul attach? And I started getting all these ideas like, well, the soul has a dipole charge, that it is, there's a attraction to the, what they would call the chakra points on the spinal column. And it just comes in and finds a comfortable place to mate with this, like putting in something in a socket. I'm going, God, this can't be the target, you know. So I'm drawing all this. And then I start seeing apocalyptic stuff, like people looking at the sky going, oh, my God, it's, you know, oh, what is this? And pillars of flame in the sky. Flaming pillars in the sky in this light show, and people fully crazy stuff. And so I don't know what this is. What a weird target, man. And we get the feedback. They tasked us with the rapture. They wanted to know what a remote viewer would see if they were targeted with the rapture. And we got all this apocalyptic stuff.
And you didn't, and you're not, as you said, you're not a big fan of that.
I don't study the Bible. I don't. Right. I'm not tied to Revelation. I probably would consider myself Christian in that I think do unto others as you would have them. You know, I would follow the teachings of Christ, but I don't think Jesus is my personal savior. That I'm going to go to hell if I don't accept him. You know, I just. That's only too dogmatic for me. And I'm not a student of the rapture. I never really studied that. I don't even know the story. What is it? It's supposed to be a time when everybody disappears, their soul. Part of the tasking was the remote viewer is to view the event known as the rapture and describe the soul, how it's mated to the body, and how it will separate. And I saw this person. I had a really good visual. I mean, I'm sitting there in my little dream state, and there's a guy like where you would give blood, where you're in those reclining chairs, somebody sitting there, and then all of a sudden there was a flash, and I saw his skeleton illuminated. And then out of the skeleton, this plasma came and was like sucked out and detached from it. And I'm going, what the hell is that? So I draw it and turn it in, and it was part of the tasking. So,
oh, that's pretty wild. Go ahead.
Okay, what the other viewers got and what I got in the consensus of the data was, is that there is a periodic event on Earth where this happens. There's a big upheaval and a big sky event, and a lot of souls get separated from their bodies. And we got some ET stuff, too.
If you look at the left side of the homepage, scroll down till you find Dick Allgaier's columnist section, and it's the first listing in Dick's section there. You'll see it. It's a video. It's about, was it 4 or 5 minutes? I forget.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Sent you the sketch I made of the pillar of, you know, and I didn't know it, but I was using biblical language, like biblical end times, pillars of fire. And you write this stuff down and you don't remember writing it. And then I got on the debrief, I go back and look at my work and go, you know, now it's possible that we were remote viewing the common mythology of the universe. Everybody has a consciousness that the rapture is an event, that whether it's real or not, it's real in consciousness because people believe it. So
are we talking here about people flashing skeletal and then full flesh back and forth, or you saw that? Sounds like a solar event of some kind. Could be.
We did have solar stuff, and we did get data that it's a cyclical thing, like, you know, they say every 36,000 years, and I had meteorites falling through the sky and big plasmas, and it was wild. I want to hear what, I would have liked to have done a show with Tex Mars and show him my data.
Oh, that,
you know what I mean?
So many wonderful people. Tex is dearly missed. Jimmy is dearly
missed. Jim Mars, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Brad Steiger. So many fabulous people.
And
they're all in the archives,
all the good
thank
ones
God.
On.
All of you, if you sign up, you can get in there. There's 30 years of radio programs, the whole decline and fall of white Western Christian civilization and the rest of the planet to follow. They're doing it.
We need to figure out a way, Jeff, to repackage those into podcasts and monetize them for you, and then switch you from radio to a pay-for-view podcast. And then you could just do some, you shouldn't have to do 3 hours, and like the clock ends at the top of the hour. Like if you have somebody that goes 40 minutes, okay, that's good. And somebody might go 2 hours.
Yeah, well, it's tough to teach.
Well,
old dog, new tricks.
Technology is changing so fast, Jeff. I don't know how we're all going to keep up with this. You know, I gave you the example, I think the last program or one before, of the 40-second fold. When you fold a piece of paper over exponentially, by the 40-second fold, it'll reach the moon.
Yes.
And we're getting that way with computer stuff.
It's so fast, I can't. What I'd like to do, though, at some point, this is the archive of 30 years of programs, belongs to all of you out there. And I'd like to make that. It is available now if you simply join as a subscriber, but to package them individually as podcasts sounds state-of-the-art-ish. Sounds like it's good. But these programs, my God, there's people in those programs that have just been gone for 25 years, some of them. And they're really wonderful people. I had Steve Allen on right before he died. Stan Freeberg, for example.
Yeah.
He's great.
I'll pay you the ultimate compliment, and this is for your listeners, not for you. I know someone who worked for a supranational agency that guided the world, and he was told to listen to the Jeff Rentz program as part of his training to learn the history of the way the world really works. So there are powerful people that listen to your program. That's a true story.
That's,
as you know.
That's remarkable. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
We got to run, but I've talked a couple times. We've got this one target that we've never released, and I still think it's we should do a video on that or something.
Yeah, I should find that and I'll do that. Yeah,
I have it. I have it. I can send it to you.
Have
it.
Yeah, and I'll throw some rapture stuff in, and I'll let you know next time what the target was where my stone dematerialized. I fell through my bed.
Oh, I'm very interested in that. Yeah, really. All right, it's
I want to talk to our special friend about that and see what he thinks.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let me know. It's N1D7, blah, 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 blah. You know the one. All right. And this, this is a big
okay,
one.
Folks, send in your guess on our contest. Just even if it's just a one-page thing, we'll look at it. Tell us. Let us know you heard it on Jeff Rentz so we can say, hey, your fellow Jeff Rentz person, and we'll throw some cash out. We had one of these contests last year, and it was really fun, and we paid a couple people off.
I remember that.
And met
that.
Some new psychic people. Yeah.
It's the target is, all right, let me give the target. Hold on. It's LK71-BC66. That's the target. And you want
to somebody asked me, oh, is it 66 of the devil? Or somebody thought,
BC
66 BC, and they tried to find an artifact. No, that was a randomly generated number. We never would play games like a secret code in the target queue. Target queue is just random stuff. It only signifies something that exists someplace right now in this time. Right. It's a location that you can... We had somebody take pictures of it, and we'll do the whole feedback in a future program. All right, Jeff.
All right.
Always great
talking
with you, man.
Okay. Be well. Yeah. Take care. Okay. Thanks to all of you for being here and participating, and you're appreciated, as you know. Be careful. Be safer, and we will talk to you tomorrow night.